It's the Maria and Chad show going into the weekend, liking to find out what movies are good, what's in the theater, so you can check them out this weekend. Our movie reviews brought to you by your Valley Honda dealers. As we go live to Hollywood to talk to Cecily Nobler, who is our movie reviewer. Good morning, movie princess.
Well, good morning.
Good morning.
We're getting into some bigger movies. Can we start with Tomb Raider, now starring Alicia Vikander as Lara Croft, replacing Angelina Jolie?
She didn't cost as much money. That's the fun fact.
She did not cost as much money, I would assume. But a little fun fact, I used to do a lot of voiceovers for video games, and I played Lara Croft.
Oh.
Not in the real game, but in a series of shows for G4. So if you thought Angelina's accent was bad back in the day, you should have heard mine. You would have been appalled.
Let's hear it.
I was just going to say, give us a little Tomb Raider.
I was also Jade from Mortal Kombat. But anyway.
Well, what do you sound like when you do these things?
It was bad. I can't do it now. I have to talk to your agent.
You want more money. I get it.
My agent. That's right. And I have to wear like a little leather outfit to get in the mood, you know?
Hold on. I get my wallet out.
You know, that sounds like your Saturday night outfit.
Yeah, that's a whole different thing. But she's really good, Alicia. She really is. She's quite amazing. She's beautiful. But somehow the film is so self-serious and boring with the exception of a few scenes. I mean, we get it. You have clues. There's a treasure map. It's like watching a Nicolas Cage movie, but without the jokes and the toupees. I like the toupees. I do. I guess a lot of people enjoy this, I know, and they've kind of rebooted not just the movies, but they actually rebooted the character. But I think that the fans, as far as the movie goes, deserve better. So I'm going to go C minus minus. I'm being easier on it because she's so great.
But I've never seen a Tomb Raider movie. Should I see this one?
I mean, I'd get the game, I guess.
Okay.
You had to do something.
Okay.
I wouldn't do any of it. But also opening, Love, Simon, about a high school kid who wants to come out of the closet. What I love about this is that even in 2018, when families and friends are more accepting oftentimes,
yeah.
It's still hard. It's still, you know, it's tough for teens to come out because it's all confusing and new. I love this message. Was it shot well? It wasn't. Was the acting great? No. And I never buy Josh Duhamel or whatever, however you say it. I don't ever buy him as the weird dad. It's just, I know he just tries too hard.
I think he's trying to get jobs these days.
He's definitely trying to get jobs, and it just never quite, I don't know what it is. It just doesn't quite like add up.
I still see him as the guy in that casino movie or series on TV.
Las Vegas.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. There's a sweetness to this movie, though, and it's a nice way to spend 2 hours. One more fun fact. I was lucky enough to go to a performing arts high school, and pretty much every prom date or every dance I went to, my date would come out to me during a slow dance.
Oh.
I mean, a lot of guys can. So that's, you know, I get it. I really enjoyed this film. I'm going B minus. It loses some points just because it's so low budget and I think it should have, you know, Fox should have put more into it, but it's still a pretty high grade and I do recommend the film.
Well, I'll give you the glass half full reaction to that. That's good that they could tell you. They trusted you enough and felt like they were close enough to you to tell you that they didn't like girls.
Absolutely. It was. It was just funny when I got to sort of the tenths, I was like, oh, huh.
Do we finish the song or do we just go get some punch?
It was always Forever Young by Alphaville. I mean, it was just always the same thing. It was like, all right.
Funny. So your gaydar is not working is what you're saying.
It didn't up until really my 30s.
All right.
And that's
stuff.
The truth. I will leave it there. I'm live from Hollywood. I'm Cecily Nobler.